HarperCollins presents Look to Your Wife by Paula Byrne. Read by Penelope Freeman. So will I turn her virtue into pitch, and out of her own goodness make the net that shall enmesh them all. William Shakespeare, Othello. Without the tweets, I wouldn't be here. Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America, interviewed in the Oval Office. Twitter is an online social networking service that enables users to send and read short 140-character messages called tweets. Registered users can read and post tweets, but those who are unregistered can only read them. Users are identified by a handle, indicated by an at sign. Lisa Blaze, at @Lisa_Blaze. Twitter may be my undoing. Prelude. The Letter. June 17. Dear Headmaster, please, please, please do something about Lisa. When you first came to Blaxford School, we were all thrilled to have a man of your calibre and academic excellence. Edward Chamberlain is a name that inspires awe and reverence in the educational world. I, amongst many others, was full of admiration when you took on that Academy Sink School in the north of England. How brave and clever of you. Everyone knew that you would turn it around. But you surpassed all expectations, raising it from unsatisfactory to outstanding in such a short time before coming here. Naturally, some whispered that you would use it to your advantage, only to gain the coveted knighthood for services to education. Congratulations, by the way. Well deserved, though we all know that you only got it because of your background. We know how lucky we are to have you. I have been one of your most loyal supporters since you came to the school a year ago. It pains me to have to write this. I can barely believe that I am doing so. But please, Edward, silence your wife. She is a liability and she is damaging your reputation. Blaxford is a small world. The community of public schools is even smaller. Social media is a very useful tool, but Lisa's embarrassing and vulgar tweets are presenting a very bad image for the school. The woman is barely literate, for heaven's sake. She has no idea how to use French accents. Her grammar is appalling. I winced when she tweeted about meeting the opera singer Jesse Norman. To many of us, it beggars belief that Lisa Blaze has published a book. Still more that it got some very good reviews and was shortlisted for the Fashion History Book Prize. Did she flash her boobs at one of the judges? Many say you wrote it. At the very least, her copy editor must be first rate. I'll wager the poor thing dreads the day when Lisa's next typescript comes in. I was invited to your celebration party, but, like quite a few other people, couldn't face being subjected to another episode of the Lisa Show. Like many others, I was dreading what becoming Lady C would do to Lisa's already grossly inflated ego. I am pleased for you, Edward, and would have happily attended the party if all I had to do was talk to interesting, intelligent, and perhaps even inspirational folk. But I simply don't have the time, let alone the inclination, to seek out glam clothes to feed Lisa's attention-seeking fantasies. It's clear from Lisa's Twitter account just how obsessed she is with designer clothes and shoes and skin potions, and how much time and money she devotes to her appearance. But it's naive of her to expect the rest of us to do the same when we are extremely busy people, and, I might add, far less vain than Lisa. I don't know how much attention you pay to Lisa's Twitter account, but if you have a look at her tweets over the past 5 or 6 months, you'll get a sense of what people are concerned about, and why Lisa has become an object of ridicule, not just at Blaxford, but across the public school network more widely. You will be able to see that she comes across as almost pathologically vain and egotistical.
Lisa. Sample complete. Ready to continue?